assuring what to do. We can learn that much. So whatever I said, I meant not just coming to a lecture, but remising. And even when I said in discussing in a case I can say there, so I mentioned that I think that Sakon Siva, you can do a Melech at Reis, even though the Sakon Mahabra, not the Shabbos is country, but the Shach in the village, Simon Cook in Zion, so he says, racial stoppage in Sakon Siva, and it's all by the other or not. In your own, in the Shabbos, the high of the Shabbos, Simon Shin Chavches, so it's not such a good question. The Tzakon HaSeiver is not the Lechem Yochid Raisi. True, the Pesach of the Mechaber in the Shabbos is like that. It's a Machlek Svashayni, the Mordechai in Shabbos mentions the name from the Tam and the Rabia and the Miri and Tasteless and Tasteless and Tasteless Shite and Tasteless Shite that the Tzakon HaSeiver has the same genus to Gach Nefesh, the Mahabha Pasuk is like the other Vishal. And then I mentioned the Tavmir, the Tzioser, the Yuchas in Matipurim, mentions the name of Rabbi Meruchem, that when it's Yishayro to Gach Nefesh, so we don't Pasukim, the Chumre like Rav Pasukim, because in Hilchim to Gach Nefesh Acharot. So whatever I said in the previous Shuri, so involved in one of the Pidach Nefesh and I meant the mice. This here is an autopsy. Autopsy is not a mean of Pidach Nefesh. Sometimes it is, but many times it doesn't involve a mean of Pidach Nefesh. So whatever I say now should not be considered as a psak. Should not be considered as a psak. What I said in the previous shurim when it's a question of Pidach Nefesh, so in regard to Pidach Nefesh, there is a lot of Yerushalmi says, Hamishal harizim gune, v'ashir harizim shikardoni. So, Hamishal harizim gune. Because if a certain word possesses the shal and the Pidach Nefesh, when such an occasion arises, so is migune. That means that he didn't publicize it before. Yes. So, in learning to Pidach Nefesh, so one is not bound by the aloha of Chochem Shosar and Chavir Rafir Rapir. I mentioned the story of Rishol Salanta, when he passed in contrary to Rav Shlomo Akeyem in Kippur when there was the epidemic of the cholera, so Rav Shlomo Akeyem passed in that everybody should stay home and be able to fast, and he told all the people in the shul, contrary to the psak of the Shlomo Akeyem, that they should eat because of the possibility of that somebody will has to show him being stuck in and will die. So he did not, he wasn't chashish for Chochem Shosar and Chavir Rafir Rapir. So he, even though he was a relatively young man, so he passed in contrary to the psak of a Shlomo Akeyem Yomim. So whatever I said in connection with Pidach Nefesh, or the Tzakon HaSeiver, even though it was contrary to the psak of most philosophy today, so I meant the mice. But whatever I say today, even if I mention certain kules, I'm not saying that the mice for two reasons. First of all, there are many poskim today who are machmir in autopsy. And I don't want to make you when they are poskim or are machmir. I myself, I had many shilas in regard to an autopsy, so I was only matir when there was a shilas to Pidach Nefesh. Sometimes, when there is a murder committed, and then the shaila is whether I can perform an autopsy, and that will be conducive to the apprehension of the assassin. So then I task you, they definitely should make an autopsy. Definitely should make an autopsy, because it's a mere Pidach Nefesh. But in other situations, when there's no Pidach Nefesh, even when I felt that there is a basis to be made here, but I didn't want to pass it for two reasons. First of all, because Chochem Shosar, Chavir Rafir Rapir, and I know there are many Chabonim, And secondly, I remember my father's son in Broche, in the autopsy, was the Machmir. And because of that, I don't, even if I mention it poorly, I don't want to be quoted Lemaise. It's only, it will pull a ball me, I'm only thinking aloud. But I don't want that anything that is mentioned in this year should be mentioned Lealoche. I'm not saying that Lealoche, I'm just giving the shears as when I give the shear every day for Talmud. So I don't mean it Lemaise. So here too. So this year should be treated differently than the previous year. The previous year in dealt with the end of Pidach Nefesh. So there, you cannot be Machmir. If somebody is Machmir, is Ishivadonim. You have to be Major. And you don't have to be Chishish for the Lord of Chochem Shosar and Chavir Asher Adi. So what I said in connection with Sakhon Seder, so I want everybody to mention what I said. And I know very well that there are many poskim, even they in the past differently, but I'm convinced that in this Indian of Pidach Nefesh, since the Shach paskim is not like the Machaber, so we should paskim Maise like the Shach in the Ardea Simen Kofim Zayin. But in the Gat autopsy, I don't want that anything I say that might sound Rikule should be mentioned Lemaise. I'm not saying that Lemaise. I'm just thinking aloud. Now, in respect to autopsy, so it is generally considered that the Indian seer is the biggest machmir in autopsy. Much more than the Nir Yehuda, because the Nir Yehuda is the famous student. The Nir Yehuda, Adurat Yone, Yavdeya, Tshuva Rishul, so he says to his Mechutin, the officials, so he says, if there is a Shalot Pidach Nefesh, so then there is no doubt that it's Muta. It's Muta. But he did ask in the case, a certain person died, and it was a kidney disease, and they wanted to perform an autopsy in case somebody else has the same disease, so maybe through the autopsy, through the Mita Hames, so they'll be able to find the cure. So the Yehuda asks it. The Yehuda asks it, and the reason as to why he asks it is obscure, because he says Pikuach Nefesh is only Shayach if the Chil is Lefaneinu. But here, if the Chil is not Lefaneinu, the one who had the sickness, he died already. Him you cannot resurrect. And somebody else who has a similar sickness is not Lefaneinu. So nowhere there is no Aloha Pikuach Nefesh. I mean, the Pshat and the Yehuda couldn't be Kipshute. But in Aloha Pidach Nefesh is only if the one who is Mechal Shabbos, so is, or there is something that is also has the Chela on off, and if he knows that the Chela is in Australia, so, and through the Chel Shabbos or through any other Isa, you will find the cure to someone in Australia, so there's no Aloha Pidach Nefesh, it couldn't be Kipshute, there must be some adoption. But the Yehuda is the one who says that looking to Pidach Nefesh, there is no doubt that it is Mutah. But this is not Pidach Nefesh, because the Chila is not Lefaneh. This means, then the Yehuda in Tshuva Rishut, Madurat Yomei Yardaya, he mentions a Bikur. Now Rav Moshe Feinstein in Noyam, Chilek Ches is Masikan. We discussed it. He says that from the Dvorim, the Rabastra, the city of Nibrak, that Kufman Dalek, it appears that not only Mutar to be Nadir Nes, it's here to Grach Nefesh. that even if it's a question of losing money, so it's wholesome. Kamisha Feinstein is massive on this neighborhood. So it seems that in Yehuda is a relatively major. And on the other hand, the other pole is mentioned the city of the Binyan Tzion, Rav Yankel Ettlinger. Rav Yankel Ettlinger is known to be the biggest machmir, because he says even for the purpose of Pikuach Nefesh, we cannot be matir in Pikuach. Why? Because Pikuach Nefesh is different from the other. So he mentions the Gemara in the Rekame of Osiel Hatzlatz in the Nome Chavere. So Osiel Hatzlatz in the Chavere. So that means that a Nisa of the Nome Chavere is so Pikuach Nefesh is not good. Now, so that's something not being in Tzion is very, very strange. Very, very strange. I mean, how can you say that Pikuach Nefesh is not Deicha, a Nisa of Pikuach Nefesh? Because that's a Nisa of Nomor Haberi, but Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha, Kolatere Kure, is Sur Nomor Haberi also, is Deicha. Shehudomim is not Deicha, but Gezer is Deicha, there's Gemara in Ksuves, that if an Amos tells the Eidim, you sign the Shtar LaShekher, so they are allowed to sign LaShekher. That's certainly an Adir Mamachavir, as much as the Yisrael of Yisrael Mes. And then he mentions the Raya of Osel Hatzalas and Mamachavir, but there we have the Machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Now let's see the Gemara of Osel Hatzalas. I want to explain that it's true, I mean, I didn't have the Binyan Tzion, but whatever I say on Binyan Tzion is on the basis of memory that I saw many, many years ago. But I think I have the right impression of what he says. So he mentions the Gemara of Osel Hatzel Atzmi Yimon Chadeya. Now this is Gemara in the Vakame Dav Samar Chomet Beis. Rabbeinu Amar, Gdishim the Yisrael, Diseirim the Yisrael, Have da have nishte mitmere plishtim behu. So in other words, when Gobi was waging war against the Christian, the Philistine. So then, in order to defend the Jewish people from the attack by the Philistine, so it was necessary to burn certain petition of the sailing of the Israel. So it's an Israel of Mazda. Because the Philistine hid themselves in the sailing of the Israel. In the granaries of the Israel. So they had to set fire to the condition of the sailing of the Israel in order to win the war against the Philistines. So the Shabikabelu Maula Hatzalatsmi Namahad. Shokole Osala Hatzalas Mahad. Generally it is also. You cannot be master yourself in the Mahabir. But Avalato, Dovi, Melachato, Umelach Piris Lasus Liderach in Yechiyot. But Dovi was allowed, because Dovi is a Melach, so Melach has special keiches, special powers. But generally one is not allowed to be Matzalat Mei, be Mamechadir. So Rashi, it seems so, that he explains it to Pshute, that also a Hatzalat Mechaber. But that's very strange. I mean, that's a deep Pshute, that the Achmetrish is there for Kolatir Ekur. Only Shvaki doing that. But Gezel and Mazit, and the Shekher, so the Achmetrish is there. But Taisa says, Maul Hatzalat Mechaber, Niboyalu Yechayev Rishalei, כי שהיא ציל עצמי מפני פיקוח נפש. Now the shaila was whether you are allowed. Of course you are allowed. The nefesh is the collateral killer. Not only allowed, you are mechuyach to do it. You must. But the shaila was, will David have to pay? So the answer was, the Sanhedrin said, generally, if somebody is mazik another person's property in order to be matzor himself from sakone, so he has to pay. He's allowed to do it, but he has to pay. But David doesn't even have to pay because he's a melech, so he doesn't have to pay. So the question is, first of all, how does he mention a raya from Rashi when Rashi should pay? Requires an explanation. I mean, it's contrary to all the Gemara's. And then, Manifshech, he mentions a raya from Rashi Shite. Why doesn't he mention a raya and Hepech from Tisa Shite and all the Gesheinim? I mean, they don't explain it the way Rashi does. Amar Hatzlas Mechavir Edishu. So, it must have some meaning. So it couldn't be that Yanka Rekin here just forgot the halacha p'tach nefesh zichat ha'kula, that's inconceivable, it's not real halacha. You have to understand that. So, but usually it is accepted that the Nehuda is made here, the notapsis, mitzvah meisim, and the Binyan Tzion is such a big matter that there is one situation, one case, where the Binyan Tzion is the maker and somebody else, the Maramshik, is the machter. The Binyan Tzion, so he says, ordinarily, he cannot be mati on Pitach Meisim, even in a situation of Pitach Meisim, because also a Hatzalat in Ramachavir. But, he says, if the deceased bequeathed himself the Chayot, he bequeathed his body from Pitach Meisim, then even without the Pitach Meisim, it's mutter, even without the Pitach Meisim, because it's a misadmon l'chaveira, it's a mumeila, yechila is affected. Yechila is affected. I really would need the Gemara's and have a note on the sound. So, yechila is affected. The Maramshik is hurt. And he says, if it's not the case of, if it's the case of Pitach Meisim, so then it's mutar even without his misimas reshus, gechayim. But if it is a case of Pitach Meisim. But if it's not a case of Pitach Meisim, so then, just because he was making a group of issues, he proved his body. You know, for science, some people do, that is no answer. Why is the Maharshik Hasara? Well, the Maharshik is also needed, that it's a Nisan no Mechaber. Nibu Ames is a Nisan no Mechaber, not a Nisan no Mechaber. And that, he says, when they perform an autopsy, the Maramshik says, so two Yisur Malvon, one Yisur, two Yisur Yidra Yisur Malvon, one Yisur is an Yisur of Nibu Ames. Now we have to discuss what is the Mokyo for the Yisur of Nibu Ames. And then there is another Yisur, that is an Yisur, the Mes is also Ba'anoi. And the more it learns out this Aloha, the Mes is also Ba'anoi, by Shom Shom, by Miriam, the Torah says, by Tom Shom Miriam, and by Lahufe, the Torah says Shom. So we learn out it's a Shabbat, Shom Shom, just as Lahufe is also Banoi, so Miriam, Mes, is also Banoi. So he says, you perform an autopsy, and you learn Chochmah Sofur through the Nituch HaMes, through the autopsy, so you have Banoi. Now, the Binyan Tzion, Yankel Eppin there, he is the big Machmir, so he was Matia. He was Matia in a case where the deceased bequeathed his body, the Chayot, from Mituach HaMes, so he says, how about, all right, so that's in regard to Nibu HaMes. So go to Nibu HaMes. Nibu HaMes is so he chooses Mato, like all the Yonim of Nibu HaMes. But Yisra'an Re, it's not in the seven of the years, which I have seen before. So how is it Mita? So he says, but the answer is in the elephant here, that's in Simon Kufayim, Kufayim Aleph, in Shalit Ritualist Mitzvah. So he says, because learning before is not annoying. That's not annoying. Annoying means when you sell it, when you're astonished with it for your own use. Let's say, if you take a piece of mess and you use it, something. So, but just what you do, I mean, you look at it and you dissect it and you learn Chokhmah Sofria. That's not enough. And he mentions a raya from Gnor. Well, I mean, I don't want to go into it. So the machlokes between the Bir and Tzir and the Maram Sheikh is on the question whether learning constitutes anoye or learning doesn't constitute. But in regard to the issue of Nibu per se, Nibu Ames, so Maram Sheikh agrees with the Bir and Tzir that on that Nefila is effective. In other words, it's an issue. It's a misa of Norma Chavere, so maybe it's a good issue, so there is no misa. Now, what is the issa of the Romans? So, from the ignoring who, we can see that. That is a misa of rice, not a misa of rice. No one who. No one does women the sovereign. That you die from the base. So the Gemara discusses, how do we know that we go to Sarov, even Gabi Nifosh? That we go to Sarov, even Gabi Nifosh. So the Gemara says, the Gemara, Kano Omar, ask him here in the Sanek. The Omar Rachmone Katle, the Leich was doing what they had. The Tzirach is high in this, it's a parish in the Torah, that the Tzirach is high in this, but there is a loche, that if the Mirzach, the whole is a Tzirach, so it's a God of Tzirach, there is no Tzirach, of course it's the Tzirach, so the Tzirach is the Tzirach, but there is no Tzirach if the whole is a trait. So the question is, how can we meet out this against the Tzeach? Maybe the Nirzach was a trait. At Kano Omar Asya Meri Gesanet, the Omar Achmone Katle, the Lech is no Mitzvah, it Rabbe, El Olad, the Amrin on Zilbo Saru, Yechi Teime, the Batimolet, but we say no, maybe when the Sanhedrin meets out Nisa against the Ritzeach, so in the Chanam, they have to determine that the whole was not a trait. How will they determine? Well, they will perform an autopsy, a total autopsy, an old involvement of the Nirzach. So, if he came, the Batimele, how can we? So if the Issa of Tzoytzaraya from this Gemara, if the Issa of Hidu Ames is an Issa of Ais, because assuming it's only an Issa of Rabbanon, so how can the Gemara say of me, but with the Ais, we are discussing with the Ais. So with the Ais, there is no Issa of Hidu Ames. So it's a Gemara Mephoroshis, that Hidu Ames, the Issa of Hidu Ames, is an Issa of Ais. I just want to finish up the Gemara, because the Gemara itself is very difficult and rooted in Tshuva Reshit, basically the question, V'chi teime di bat kinolei, how come we vow? V'chi teime nishom edahai, nivolei. So Rashi says, V'chi teime nishom edahai ritzeach, v'loi leimes, nishom dibinon v'shof do'eido v'yitzilo'eido, nivolei lahai merak, v'ilad nishtak hatreite, Yehorit Ritzeach Zeh, maybe you'll say, no, we don't go Basarov. If we don't go this off, so how can we meet out Yiseh against the Ritzayah? Maybe the Nietzach was the Maritain? No, the answer is, we only meet out Yiseh if we meet him there, we test it. We performed an autopsy on the Nietzach. But how can we perform an autopsy to Nisa Gomo, to Nisa Midraise, to perform an autopsy to Minavna Mes? Perhaps in order to save the life of the Ritzeach. So it's Muta. So you know, of what effect is the thorough autopsy? They make it thorough autopsy. But let's say you killed him to a side. The Ritzeach killed him to a side. And let's say in the patients. So even if we make a total thorough autopsy on the group and all the involved of the Nietzach, but maybe he had naked in the patient, the male was a traitor, and that cannot be determined to an autopsy for a Nietzach, because it's already inoculated through the Sayyid. Maybe he had a naked there before the Chituch of the Veshet by the Sayyid. So in other words, we couldn't be absolutely certain that he was not a traitor, that he didn't have any of the traitor. So it's without a veil, I mean, even a notice. But the question is, who there is the Kashi? How did the Gemara say, Pichitene, Nishumibu Nishome Dahai Nivale? So Rashi says, Pichitene, Nishumibu Nishome Dahai Ritzeach, Diloi Leimus, Nishumibu Nishof Toeida Vitzileida. So Sanhedrin is Nechuyev to look for ways how to spare the life of the Chai Rise, of the Ritzeach. Nivale Hai Nerak, Dil Av Mishtakach Treitei Yehoek Ritzeach. So Rashi says, perhaps, the Gemara is saying, perhaps in order to save the life of the Ritzeach, we should make an autopsy. But the question is, the logic is the other way. Menachshach, if we don't go basaro, some male, we have to be absolutely certain that we have no faith in any of these evolved. And we don't know. So until it is determined beyond the shadow of a doubt that he is not a traitor, we don't meet out Yiseh. So it's not necessary. So the autopsy is not indispensable towards saving him. On the contrary, if we don't make an autopsy, so we'll be spared. If we do make an autopsy, so no probability, it will show that he is not a traitor, so then we'll execute him. But, so the autopsy is not indispensable towards the saving. On the contrary, the autopsy, in more probability, will be conducive towards his execution. So how can the Gemara say, because of the Tzilu Eidah, some melee we are allowed to make an autopsy upon the Nered, the Horeb, in order to save it, no? Why should we make an autopsy in order to save it? Let's, on the contrary, let's not make an autopsy. And if we don't go the Sarov, so then we can't execute him, so we'll be saved. And if we do perform an autopsy, then no probability will not be spared. So is that way around? That's the new Buddhist question. So the Buddha says no, because we couldn't say, that here the Gemara is not discussing whether we go Basarov generally in Israel. Here the Gemara knows from other Suki that in Israel generally reliable. The Gemara is only trying to prove that even Nifoshes, we go Basarov, even we got Nifoshes, to the extent of meeting out Nifoshes, human Nifoshes, Nisa, on the basis of love. Some melee, suppose if we are to say that we generally don't rely on Rov Ligabi Nefoshes, but here we should say there is a special Zosakoshi Kator, there is a parashah of the Tzeach. Now, if we are not going to meet out Niset to the Tzeach, unless we are absolutely certain without recourse to the Bureau of God, but absolutely certain without the shadow of a doubt that is not a traitor, then how can the Zerzakosu the Parash of the Tzeach be visualized? So even if we say that we don't rely on all regarding the forces, but here we should say there is a special Zerzakosu. But if we don't rely on Rav, then, so it means that regarding the process, it's not the Vadaigamu. But even though it's not the Vadaigamu, but we couldn't say we shouldn't meet out this at the cost. There is a parashah, so it is a cost. But then, if Rav is not the Vadaigamu, then we should try to be Mivara. So, in case he turns out to be a traitor, there's a general despair. But we cannot say, in order to be spared, let's not be Bedikim. No, because that we couldn't say, let's not be Bedikim. So then it means that the whole parasha of Ritzeach cannot be visualized. And but the Torah does mention a parasha of Ritzeach. So even if we are going to assume that we don't rely on God, that Rob is not considered as a Bilgamo, still, we still have to execute the Ritzeach because of the special Zosakosu of the parish of Ritzeach. But if Rob is not a Bilgamo, is not a Paragamo, so then we should try to be Mivare. In case he turns out to be a traitor, so then we fail. This is how he explains. Of course, it involves a slight. Yes. Now, I think that now, from Rabbi Gershon, it's mashma. And from Rabbi Gershon, there is a riot to what the Yehuda says. Yehuda says that if there is, because there is mame, so there is no shower, he goes out saying, we don't even have to resort and arise. But even if it's not a case of Pikach Nefesh Mamesh, but where it's a shayla of Hefzek Mamesh, so then there is no Yisar of Nivra Mes. In other words, there is a Yisar, the rise of Nivra Mes, if it's not Yitzirah. But if it is Yitzirah for a purpose, a very important purpose, even to prevent Hefzek Mamesh, so then there is no Yisar of Nivra Mes. This is what the Nimrud says. From Mish Feinstein, in the Tshuva in Neyam, Chayekhes is Masikan. But Rabbi Gershon says, from Rabbi Gershon, Amichuyum and Tzmashma, he doesn't explain the Gemara the way Rashi does. Rashi explains the Gemara, the Chitay Nishum and the Nishom and the Hay. Nivale, so the high Ritzia, the lowness, in order to be matzoring, so he should be never perform an autopsy upon the whole. But Rabbi Gershon says, no, the Chitayne, Mishum, in order to be kind the mitzvah, the third is the Mishasasar, somebody is high in Mishasar, so basically, is mechuyet to meet on the mitzvah. So Mimele, the Gemara says, maybe don't go with all. So then you ask, how can this meet out mitzvah against the Ritzeach? There is a possibility that the whole to the traitors, then it's not high mitzvah, in order that we perform an autopsy upon the whole. But you ask, there is a mitzvah of Nivah Mes for the purpose of being kind the mitzvah of the Art of Rom Yekabecho, there is no Nisar. In other words, when is, as the Yehuda says, when is there a Nisar of Nivra Mez, if it's Shalom Yitzirah, what difference is the chair and the chair guru? So he said, at the moment is the chair guru and the kind of mitzvah of the outer omic bacho is the chair guru. So let us be another the mess because of the possibility to be kind of mitzvah about the omic bacho. So no. That in itself will not be Nivara. The Meichu Shema Bichim Sayed Mekka. But the question is, according to Rashi, who explains that the Gemara says that the Tema di Bakhtinon, by the Tema Bakhtinon of a Mingo, the Fitem is moving me from the high. Mingale, that in order to save him, so the Kashi is on the contrary, so we don't be saved. If we don't perform an oath, we don't know the same. If we don't go with Salon. And then the Torah would say that we shouldn't meet out Nisim. So what is the Pshat in Rashi? I think the Rashi can be explained. By teaching the Aloche by Ritziach, there is a special Aloche of another type of Nisim, Kipen. Kain Sinai Sinai Kipen. Sanhedrin back the Alf. Ha-hirik nefesh aloi beidi machis neisil kifeh. That is kifeh. Kifeh is also a few misses. It's Allah from Mish Nisil. It's not one of the Dalet misses. The Dalet misses is the misses of your Dalet. And kifeh is all the gone. So ha-hirik nefesh aloi beidi machis neisil kifeh machis neisil lechem tzara maim lachem. How can he kill him? How do we know that he killed someone? Oh my God, Beis Miyachedis. Ushmur Omar Shaloi Basroi. Teratchiz lo Omar Adimai. Tei Yiskachish Bitfikes. Tei Lo Yiskachish Bitfikes. Tei Dikma Maise Udodat Ben Zakai. Tei Uf Tzitei. So, there is a loche of Kite, and that's a chivus. And when is it? Thus, if she is mechedes, the shnayim is mechedes, we have to eat this. But, shnayim reine yisech od mechalim zeh, beach od mechalim zeh, the yom ab yisech es makes, or mikdal, so by the moment is, it's a machlokes, but it is sure been called, and habonon, whether by the nominees he is Mechedes and he is special not in the past like the children all had by the nominees so he is Mechedes and he is kosher but by the foshes it's not kosher so mele that Parvitzeach so by other Averes there is no Misa period Parvitzeach if the Ides and the Ides Mechedes so then there is no Misa of Zayat that is the best. But we say how the Rome of Kifle, then it's a special Allah of Nations. It's Allah of Nations. But now, the Rambam, let's see. Now the Rambam passed in Zed. In Perek Dalet, the Yerkes Hatzir, the Shmeres Nefesh, Allah of Ches. Ha-Yerik Nifoshes, Vuhoi Shomeidi, Reine Isik Yachas. Vuhoi, Vuhoi Shomeidi, Reine Isik Yachas. ולראו אחד אחר אחד, וישאור עד בפני עדים ולא יעשוי, וישאור כשו עדים בלתיקס, וישאור כשו בחצ'ירס, כולו הרצחונים, קינס מייסיל קיפה, ומחיל מייסיל החמצר ומהם לחץ. בסדר. נא, בסדר, אני תעשו את זה לך. נא, לא ציין עד הגמר. הרמב״ם, עם פרק חוף מלכס הנדרן, הלוך הלאה, הם בית ימין המיצוס את הרמב״ם, יצלס סרדש צדיק, so, בינו כדי צדיק על תארק. So, הרמב״ם says, what does the love of בינו כדי צדיק על תארק imply? That's it, רושם ממחית. So, הרמב״ם, עם פרק חוף מלכס הנדרן, הלוך הלאה, says it's fine. In Besdin Einshin, ואם לדעס אלו על פעידים דיראי ברוך, אפילו ראו העידים רידי בחחבירי, יישרו בוי ואלימו עיניהם, וישניכניסו החוף לחור בו, וניכניסו החוף ומצאו הורוק ומפרפר, ועשייף מנתיב דם, מנתיב דם עם העידו לו, ונתיב דם ביד הרירק, הולו ולראו בין שאין כל אין בזן הרגן בין זו ועל זה בקיין צבי נמה בנוקי בצדק על תארק וכן מידו אולו שניים שאובת הבזור הזה או זה ראו שאובת הבזור תו עדים testify בזוהי הבזור but he testify on separate mices of הבזור both are הבזור that's it is מחדש וסיבה מונס, so it's kosher, it is מיחדס. If let's say one day testifies that he saw that how on Sunday morning Ruben won Shimon $100 and another it says, testifies that on Monday morning he saw that he lent him $100. So to the extent of $100 we have to aid it. Even though one is made on one alboy and one is made on the other alboy. So by the Mamnes, according to him, shouldn't call her. It's good, but by the Poshis, it's not good. So the Rambam says, the love of Noki, the Tzadik al-Tahari, implies two things. First of all, that by the Poshis, we cannot rely on Undene. What is Undene? Like the story of Chilin Meshetach, in Gemore, in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, that Lamed Vov, Lamed Zayin. So Shin Meshavach, Shin Meshavach once saw how one person was chasing with his sayet after another person, and then saw how he with the Rebbe was chasing after the Mirde into Yehuve, and then, but he didn't see the actual killer. Then came in, he saw that the Nirde was lying dead and the Rede was wielding the sword. So there's no doubt that he killed him. He saw him chasing and then he saw the Nirde flying and he was wielding the sword. So Shimon Meshachar said, I know that you are the killer and he cursed him because of that, but I cannot meet out peace against him. And oh, there was, this is the highest degree of circumstantial evidence. I mean, there's no question that he was the killer. But since he didn't see the actual killing, the actual tzirche, somewhere by Mephoshes, it cannot be done. So how do we know it's the Mephilt says? The Tzadik al-Tahareik, Tzadik al-Tahareik, it today in Shimon Meshachar. In other words, on the basis of Undem, strong Undem, meaning like the story of Shimon Meshachar, circumstantial evidence, we cannot meet out in the consciousness. Then, what is the Noki al-Tahareik? So that means, the Mephilta says, like it is in the Hadith, you have two Eidim testified that he was here about the Zohar, but one Eid testified that he was worshipping, he was in Shtachet to the Hamo, and the other was made that it was in Stachlet and in Von Hanin, both involved in Shabbos Arne. But the field don't testify as the same act. So Mele, there is a law and we cannot put out Nisa on the basis of Eides Miachetz, on the basis of Eides Miachetz. Now, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs is Matzik HaMitzvahs. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs mentions the love of Mokhid Tzadik HaTarek as love not to be done in Mindanek and not to be done by Eides Miachetz and the Roshes because of the love of Mokhid Tzadik HaTarek. So the Ramban, that's it, Rosh in Mechil. So the Ramban is Masik and the Ramban. The Ramban says no, because this Rosh in the Chil is inconsistent with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Minayin le'echot sheyitzi zakai mi-Bezdin. Suppose Bezdin in Sanhedrin acquits a certain person. Acquits a certain person. Shaila was a chayin z'natza. He had the Shatav Kari and Masav Mati, and then the robe of the Sanhedrin decides his foot. Then, after they decided then we've been tzaddik whether Rav Ishmael is innocent or guilty. Tzaddik means indeed, if in the din of Sanhedrin he was innocent, he was not highly said, even if they realized that they made a mistake, so they cannot be done. The special halacha by Nesi Sumatia, the Chachma Roisa Chase, that he was Sanhedrin, acquitted in Nesi Sumatia, and then they realize that they made a mistake, so they can be done. But in Shomu Foshis, where there's no halacha to Chachma Roisa Chase, so the Tzadik HaTahara came twice. The Tiyotza Mides in Zakai, even if they realize they made a mistake, they cannot be done. So, they cannot be done. Then, the Nile relates in Bezdi Shohai. Suppose Bezdi decides that he is higher. But then, the few of those who said he is higher change their mind. So then, they have to consider, give him another trial, and they quit. How do you know that? Shemama v'inoki alta. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies noki tzadik alta'ai to other things, not to being done on the basis of Mindanek and being done on the basis of Eides Miachetz. Echad is made that he was either Chamon, the other one is made, he was either Rono, other things. But noki alta'ai implies that he was Yotso, Chayef, and then Bezdin change their mind, so they have to give him another trial and to acquit him. And Tzadik HaTarei, the deity, is Yotzu Zakai, and then Bezdin Sanhedrin realize made a mistake, they can't be Chayef. So the passage does not apply to Umdene and to Eides Miachetz, but Machinte applies it to Umdene and Eides Miachetz. Ramban says the Machinte called in the view of Rabach, in Shmuel's Dr. Megalet, in Sanhedrin, that Zion, Rasta, that Tzadik Gimel, there is a machlekes between Rabachoye and the Chacham, Rabach. Gomo lo echa ben Agmal. In other words, if we see that a blood is dead, then we see that if the blood is dead, just near Tudmal. So Rav Acha says that we can be mechayev the moment to get Momal that we see Zeichav in Agmal. Because the fact that that's circumstantial evidence, the fact that a certain Momal was found in there, in blood was just born is dead, so that indicates that this Momal killed it. Otherwise, who killed it? What's my right? Rav Acha says, the moment it can be done on the basis of circumstantial evidence, of wind. Now, they are the roads having this, but they just didn't see the material itself. They only also other circumstances that lead to the conclusion that there was an gift. And Rabbona on Achilles, and what's called in modern years, that from Dalet in the Nidia de Leiria. So according to Rabbona, in the Nidia de Leiria, in the Nomenes is good, according to Rabbona on Achabamoye, in the Nomenes, in the Nidia de Leiria is not good. So he says, so the question is, according to the Rabbona, that even by the Nomenes, in the Nidia de Leiria is not good, so how can we have this special love with Abu Nefashis? Even the Nomenes cannot be done on the basis of Edom. So why does the Chilke mention in the special Poshet only with Abu Nefashis, implying the invitation being that the Nomenes is good? The answer is, this Drosha Mechid represents the view of Rabachoy, that even the Mominus, he is good, but the Gemara says the Torah in Sanhedrin that by Foshet, that by Foshet Rabachoy is made that Ibn-Yudhi is not good. So the Drosha Mechid represents the view of Rabachoy, that in the name is good in the Nomenes, and the Foshes were special art and not in Santa Paz. Machine chain, according to Rabbon, that if the Bible reveal is not good even by the Nomenes, we don't have to have a special Foshe of not in Santa Paz of the Foshes. Some may come to Rabbon, what does that possibly imply? Another Allah, that nine years in business Zakai, and then they realize the main mistake, it cannot be done again. And if there's a higher for them, they realize that the main mistake, so they have to try again and to acquit it. But, and the Russian Mechilte, that not in Tzadik Atari, implies love against the Udene, in the process is only a little bit of a hole. A little bit of a banner, we don't have to resort to a special dress a person against Umdene in the process, because even by the Nomenes is not. Anyway, so that's the machleik. The Rambam Shiti is that by the process there is a special love of Umdene. Now the question, the question of the Rambam is, why do we need a special love? But the Rambam passes like the Rabbana of Chabachoy, that even the Komi Reichet and Admai, so the Gimitso, Hog, Tzidei, so then we cannot even hire the Baragomo in Zeichet and Admai, in Zeichet and Admai. So there's a very simple fact. It's not a link in the Sabbath, but the Komi Reichet and Admai, so in no capability, it's a riot that this Gomel was Ichban al-Mawi, he was the one who called the blood. It's not 100%. It's covered, so. But it's possible that another Gomel killed the blood. Where is other Gomel? Run away? And just this Gomel did not run away. And maybe he came after the other Gomel God, so this Gomel came. In all probability it is like. So in Mele, so it's not a Raya Bore, it's not a Biro Gomel. So that's why the Rabbonim say, that even by the Nomenes it's not good. Masha'im came, even in the name of such a degree, like the story of Hume and Shetach, where it's a Biro Gomel, it's not, it's a Biro Gomel. I mean, he saw he was chasing him. And then he ran into Yehovah, and then one second after that he comes in and he sees the one the near death lying dead and the dam dripping from him and the one who was chasing him is wielding the sword. So that's real Gomo. So this kind of wounded is like real self, is like Yehovah. That's not called the Yehovah, the Yehovah. That's called the real Mamesh. But since they didn't see Mamesh, the Ritz Yehovah, So there is a special dress, a costume, of the Moti Tzadik Adam. And in this according to Rambam. Now, since the Rambam, I mean the Mishnah says, against the Sanhedrin, that pay the Yalav, that Ahir Shalabedi, that means it is Mechadrin, it is Mechadrin. So even though there is no Salah, but there is Kitay. What is Edis Mechadis? That's come in the subconscious of the Mokri Tzadik HaTaret. So the Rambam says that the Mokri Tzadik HaTaret is twice putin. First of all, he cannot rely on Edis Mechadis, and he cannot rely on Ede Yundre. And so just as we find being the God to Edis Mechadis, even though the person of the Mokri Tzadik HaTaret implies that we cannot rely on this Mechadis in the process. Nonetheless, it's good. The pastor, I can show them all, not in the process, it's not good. Still, keep the things where they are. So the same thing should be true of the internet too. That even though the internet is not enough in the process, that by the Tzeach, the internet would be enough to be Mechayev Kikin. Some may learn. Hello, that even we were to assume that we cannot rely on Rav without any precious. But in Kotzer, Kule, Rav, we would rely because we have other psukim besides mathematics. So, but without any precious, not. Law is trying to prove that we rely on Rav even without any precious money, Shabbat and Mrs. Basin. So it's a highly bogus Rav. If we go to Sarovs, then it means that Rav is so strong that it's more than a Tanunda. It's considered three amounts. If it, but suppose we don't go to Sarovs, that seems it's enough to do all of their career. So even by Nefashis, it's not enough. So it would have the same status as a Yinda. Like the story, like the case of Shimon the Shadrach. It's a Shimon Shadrach. So, some Mele, and in the case of Shimon the Shadrach, so Kitay is higher. Kitay is the higher Tzayat now. Because the Kitzah also will not be Tzadik of Tzayat, that flies only to Dalit Mrs. Best, not to the fear of Mrs. of Kitay. So Mele, even if we don't go for Saron, we got in the problem. So, but if you call out to the we do go for Saron. So then, even if you got the precious knot, so then the robe would be like Umdene. Like Umdene. But on the basis of Eide Umdene, so it's higher Kite. So Mele, we can understand the Rashi's Pshat. The more, when it's Zeraya, כאן אומר רשי מרגע סנף יום רחמונה קטרי ולכו דיר מצריפה אל הלב משנם גינון זיל בסרו וכי תאים לדיבת כמולי הקמין וכי תאים נשמי ונשום דהיים בלס הרשי סס אם נעוד את הסייף ברצח so the question is, so the media is the kashet, how is it in order to save the Ritzayach? On the contrary, it's for the, no probability, it's for the purpose of executing the Ritzayach. Because if we don't make an autopsy, and we don't go, and if we assume that in the fascists we don't go for Saron, some melee we have to spare it. So, what would be the result of making the evil a mess? On the contrary, in all probability, the result will be that we are executed. So how will we say that? There's going to be this guy. That is, even if we don't go for Sarov, we got to but in Kolatir Kule, we do go for Sarov. So in theory, it is in Kolatir Kule. But by Nefoshes, it's not enough. Because it's like Umdene. And by Nefoshes, a circumstantial evidence, Umdene is not enough. There must be real mamish. Not Umdene, not circumstantial evidence. Even the strongest circumstantial evidence is not enough. Is not enough. But that's on the basis of the love of Noki Tzadik HaTaret, but vis-a-vis Kife, the love of Noki Tzadik HaTaret doesn't apply. Vor Raye, that in the case of Elis Mechedes, which is also included in the Pesach Noki Tzadik HaTaret, so the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that the Arab, that case they say Tifer. So these are being Eide Umbene, then those are cases they say Tifer. So even if we ought to assume that we do not rely on Rov, Ligabin Foshes, but Ligabin Ritzeach, as insofar as Kif is concerned, it would be good enough. Some Meilen, Tzadri Tzilo Eido, it's Muter to be Navel. To be novel the Yotzach, because of the remote possibility that the autopsy will determine that he's a traitor, so then we'll traitor there is no case in Kifa either. The Gavatele, so there is no case in Kifa either. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. But anyway, having the Ashen Pshat is not like Rashi. The Chitaimu did that Kimalei or Kumindel. The retaining Shemibu Nishama, the high Nimbala, not Shemibu to save him from the Nishama, but in order to retain the mitzvah of the Barat or Romer for Becho, so it's Mutah to be Mabu. So that's a riot to the Nibu. Now, let's see the more in Sanhedrin. I mean, in Robas. There is a Mishneh in Rodashre Daf Kufnun Gimel. Now there is a special Takonos Chachom, the Divrei Shchiv Merak Yechiv Mekonsirin Dal. If the Shchiv Merak gives a Matone of Golden Chosim, so even without Ishtar, just only, so it's effective. But the Shchiv Merak Aloch is, if it does recover, so then the Matone is born. But Matone is born, so Tamir Baume, Bidiba Baume is not effective, but if there is a star, then it is Kayon, and even if he recovers, so he cannot be Chayzer. Now, suppose in the star, it's not written whether it's a star Shrivira or a star Baume. And he gave it in the star, it gave way his Nechosin to somebody. And then he recovered. And then the question arises, was he a Shchiv Merah or a Ribo? If he was a Shchiv Merah, so then Mikavo Matane doesn't get it. Mikavo Matane doesn't get it. If he was a Bori, so then Mikavo Matane gets it. And it's not written in the Shtar. No, because of the Shchiv Merah, who are you mayor that could be given now? Who are you mayor Shchiv Merah or Yisu? They named him Bori or Yisu. So he says, the Gemara says, I was a Shchiv Merah. And since I was Shchiv Merah and I recovered, some of my red, my son is bottle and bottle, and all the Nechosim, so revert back to my possession. To my possession. And they say, the Mekabel Matana say, no, you are Bori. So even though you recovered, so it's still out. So ich love the right, she stood no right, here and there. So Rameya Machleke between Rabbeya and Chachon. Rameya says that the burden of proof is upon the Shrivna. And if he doesn't produce proof that he was a Shrivna, so then the Mikabu Matonike. Chachon and Emer in Hameitzi Mechadei Olavarai. The one who is Meitzi, in other words, who wants to be Meitzi, the Mikabu Matane, because who is the original possessor was the Shchiv Merah, and they want to take away the Nechosim. So they have to produce the evidence. So there is a machlokes between what does it mean, Chachon Meimrim HaMeitzi Mechadei Olavarai, whether it means Chai or Baby, like the general din of Hamitzim Chaveh Varaye, or it means Rayov Shtar. So the more that from Dalet and Dalet says Rayov Dimai, Rabun Oma Rayov Beit, Rafchiz de Rabbe Barabun Amre Rayov Dikim Mashtar. Rabun Oma Rayov Beit din Komifu de Biklip to the Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nos, Rabbi Yaak, Rabbi Nosin, Rabbi Yaakov. Because there is a machlekes between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yaakov. whenever there is a shaila, whether he was involved or he was a shrid mara, if he was involved and he recovered, if he was involved at the time of the matonic and he recovered, so even though he recovered, so the Mekabim Matonic gets it. If he was a shrid mara, so if he recovered, so it reverts back to the donor. So who is considered the Murtzek and who is considered the Mekabim? Is the donor considered the Murtzek and the Mekabim Matonic the Meitzi or vice versa? So there is a machlokes between Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov. Mi Meitzi miyad mi? So who Meitzi miyidei and the loyrai? Vehein Meitzi miyodei ela birai? Divrei Rav Yaakov. So, in other words, he, in order to retain the possession of the Nechoslim, he doesn't have to prove anything, because he's the Murzek. But in order to become Matone, should be able to take possession of Nechoslim. They have to produce Rai. They are the Mitzvah. Divrei Rav Yaakov. Rav Nosson because Rav Nosson goes, because the Chazok of the Hashti. Chazok of the Hashti. So it all depends. In other words, let's say, in Nissen he made the Shtamatan, he executed Shtamatan. Now it is Tisha. And the question is, was he Bori? He recovered. And the question is, was he Bori at Nissen or was he Shrid Mara? So Rav Nosson said it all depends. If in Tishra now, when the litigation takes place, the argument takes place, he is in Bori, so he has to prove that he was a Shrid Mara. Because if he doesn't produce evidence that he is a Shrid Mara, so then he assumes, since now he is in Bori, so that means that Nissen was also in Bori. That's the hater, the opposite of Chazoki in Mikor. But Chazoki Dash, in other words, we say that in Nissen it was the way it is now. So in Boriu, all of Lodorai, so in Shrid Mara. In Shrid Mara, who, in what written Tishre, is in Shrid Mara, so then we assume that in Nissen he was also in Shrid Mara. So if they want to take possession of Nechosim, they have to produce Rai. So the Gemara says, Rai b'mai, Rabun oma Rai b'edim, Rav Chizgei b'chav, Rabun oma Rai b'kim ashtar, Rabun oma Rai b'edim, kom nifrili b'kim k'rav Yaakov Rav Nosson, Rav Meya k'rav Nosson, Rabun oma k'rav Yaakov, Rav Chizgei b'chav, Rabun oma Rai b'kim ashtar, kom nifrili b'shtar shikosti, tzorok mekaini, Rav Meya solom b'shtar shikosti, eini tzorok mekaini, Rabun oma Saba b'shtar shikosti, tzorok. Then the Gemara says that Rav Yochanan and Shlokish are also filled with the same machlokes as Ravune and Rav Chizkiya. So Rav Yochanan says, like Ravune, the Trai in the Mishnah is Rai Beidin, and Shlokish says, like Rav Chizkiya and Rabbi Baravune, the Trai in Mishnah became Ashtar. So is the Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon Lash? At the bottom of that, couldn't tell them now. My said, did me brak, the echo to Mocha of Nirziovi, who mates, who bold me in Spoche, the ill, or Lima, Cotton Hoy of Shasnis. There is a special, now there is a cotton, the Tarke, there is a special tacone, that, I mean, a cotton cannot be marked anything, but by Tarke, the Nixi Aviv, Karki of Nixi Aviv, there is a special takone that he has to be 20 years old in order to be able to be Makne Isar of Nixi Aviv. So he has to be 20 years old. So, Maise Bidni Brat, the Echot Shemocha of Nixi Aviv, a young kid made a transfer of Nixi Aviv. Now, if he was already 20 years old at the time he made the conveyance, so then the Mechila is Kayo. But if he was not 20 years old, so there is a special tachane with the Mechilavi, if he's less than 20 years old, he cannot be much. So my son is a brat, where he can make a Mechilavi for me. And then he died. He told me, he spoke a beer, lay my cotton on. So the craving of that cotton said that that young fellow, they said that he was less than 20 years. Cotton doesn't mean for the mitzvah, but less than 20 years. Some male in the is not tayom, some male in the care doesn't have it, and who has it? They are the yoshim of that young fellow. Got my obishasmis. And the lockroom said, no, he was already 20 years old. So mele, his transfer was affected without transfer. So they have the sort. So, bo bishuawas chadakide, maure they. So the question is, they have to determine whether he was, he already was 20 years old, not. By being baby, just by this he turned his body, so then they'll be able to see to the Cyrus Simon whether he was 20 years old or he was not 20 years old. So they came and asked, Rabbi Akiva Yishayel and Malvi Beitin, are we allowed to disinter the Ronet? Omar Lohem, Yat Rashoim and Minav. We cannot disinter. Yay, even if you say that you are allowed to disinter, it will not be effective. Because Simon Masun is the Chemis. You can tell. And by looking at the Cyrus, the Achamis in the Kever, you couldn't tell how it was at the time of it. Because they changed. So this Lain Elividi, Damina Rai Beidin, Rabbi Yechan says. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yechan, that the burden of proof is upon the one who wants to be Meitzi, so upon whom is the burden of proof? The Likuches, because who was the Morekame, the cop, young fellow, now that he is dead, so they stand in his shoes, the Yoshi. So who has to prove? The Likuches. So in other words, who demanded that he should be disinterred, the young fellow? Should be disinterred. The Likuches demanded it. Skin the Omer Likuches, I say, the Dili Ashkeche, Haini Dikase. So in other words, so what did the Yoshim say to Likuches? You want to take possession of the Sode? You have to produce Eidim that he was 20 years old and you didn't produce. How can you take possession of the Sode? So then they came to Rabbi Akiva and they said, all right, so we can't find any aiding, but let's disinter the young fellow, so then we'll be able to show that he was 20 years old at the time of the Mitzvah. So in other words, so they don't have to produce aiding, they only have to find the star to bring, to produce Eidim who will say that this is the signature of the 14 witnesses, signatories of the Shtar. So Mele, why do they have to disinter the mess? Elidor, the Amr, Kaivit, Mashtar, Lomro, Beitgeri, Kain, Ishtored, Leitim, Nekse. So, Shloki, Setrabecha, Nis, Avres, Nikse, Becheskaz, Nishpache, Kaine. You are assuming that the Sode was still in the possession of the original owner. That's the mishpacha, the family of the young fellow. Because we took a smile, no. This price has reference to the case where the Kukas already took possession of the son. So who was contesting? Not the Kukas, they were happy. So the craving of the young fellow, the deceased young fellow, they were contesting. Because of the mishpacha di kamaare, so the Gemara says, "Achanan mistab." Mitkom alu yatem rashon linav leidishtike, and they kept quiet. So they had no time to Rabbi Akiva. So he amar dishleim et mishpacha kamaare mishpacha yistike. So in other words, if we say that the family, the craving, the mishpacha contested. So who wanted that he should be disinterred? The craving of the young fellow wanted. So when Rabbi Akiva said, Yad Hashem in Avli, get right, because they really had no right to in Avli. So היא אמרה בשלם למשפחת אמר משפחה איסטיקי, אלו היא אמרה תלפוחס כמר, that the soda was in the possession of the mishpacha, and who were contesting that the rikuches, they were fighting that they should take possession of the soda, so they wanted to prove that she was 20 years old by disinterring the young fellow. So Rabbi Akiva said to them, you're not allowed to do that, you're allowed to be madness. They should have answered Rabbi Akiva. Amai shaske aliyamut lichpos tare, amai shaske leingale, aman zuziyadinale, lindel, what do you mean we cannot sin disinter because it will involve an evil mess? So just because it will involve an evil mess and indignity to the mess, because of that we should lose our money. We paid $1,000, 1,000 Jews for the sode, and we know that we are right, that he was 20 years old. So we want to prove it by disinterring the young fellow. So then you'll all see that he was 20 years old. That to lose our 1,000 Jews because it will involve an indignity, Lindel. So the question is, Old Rishonim is the Kashi. So why does the Gemara say only if the Rikuches are demanding the disinterment, then they can say Lindel Vinil? But if the Bnei HaMishpacha are demanding the disinterment, then they couldn't even say Lindel Vinil. As in defense, Manasseh. So, that's the discussion, Old Rishon and Kashi. Avo Yorushin, Einum Rashon, in Avoy Bishvilay Yorushin, Tilo Nidiyad. In other words, for the Yorushin, it's an extra gate. So, are they losing money? They're not losing money. It belongs to the next of kin. Now the next of kin died, so they have an opportunity to inherit his property. But it's not a real loss, because they're not losing something that they owned before. If Rabbi Akiva doesn't let them disinter the mess, so then they will not be deprived of anything they enjoyed before. They didn't have that sort of thing. But they are looking for an opportunity to regain something. That's not such a real hapsing. Some male, he cannot say, Lindel Vinilva. Lindel Vinilva, in order to gain money, that is not right. Mashiach and Gabriel Kukas, they pay 1,000 Jews for the survey. And they know that he was able to make a transfer, but they don't have anything, so they want to prove it by disinterring the young fellow. So Lindel Vinilva, because for the Kukas it involves a great hardship, but they will not be able to disinter. For the Mishpacha it doesn't involve hardship, what kind of a hardship? While they are losing money, they want to gain money. So that's not considered a real. That's the first Russian case. The aid shehu treva. And the second Russian case says no. Even because the second Russian case is holds, what difference does it make? Whether it's new property that they didn't have before, but if they are Yorshim, so it's theirs. And they don't inherit it, so that means they are losing money. I mean, right? What difference does it make? But the difference is, trading are mechuyev to sustain loss for the covet of the kohen. Mashinki, a ochek, a stranger, is not mechuyev to sustain loss. Strange, right? So the Yehuda mentions, deduces from these cases, from this Gemara, the Tuva Mes, Wild, and Isabelaise. So it's only Osea, Shalul Tzir. But if it is a tear, there is no Lisa. The Horaya, the Gemara says here, Eli Amot, Kukhes Kumare, Amai Shaske, Lingle, Anan, Zuzi, Adinle, he gave money, he gave 1,000 Zuz, Lingle, Lingle. Was this Lingle, Lingle? The answer is no. Because Nivra Mes is also Shalul Tzir. But the Tzir, So it's muta. So losing the money that he gave for the sadeh, just like that, that's hitzera, it's natural hitzera. So it's a rhyme of rashes. It's like, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Yom, Pei Ches, he's massacred. And then Rav Moshe Feinstein mentions in Chiddush that there are two kinds of nivrames. There is nivrames like the Morin Chum of Nidiker on the front of Tatsi to dissect the mess. That is more serious nivram than just disinterring the mess. Disinterring the mess, you're not mutilating the mess in any way. You just disinter. Mashem came when it form an autopsy, so you're mutilating the mess. That's more serious. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't say what is the mokia mideraisa for the isa of mutilating the mess. That's a more serious level than disinterring. Then he says, even disinterring is on all depends. So he mentions the Braise in Misachas Moches, and from that Braise, the same story is mentioned in the Dalet of Smoches, the same story, and there it appears that the story happened shortly after the Kvur. So in other words, before the mess started to disintegrate. So Misha Panshin is Mechadish Chidush, he says. If you mutilate the mess, let's say you perform an autopsy, you dissect it, that's a mamishni. But even if you don't mutilate, you don't perform an autopsy, but if, let's say, you disinter a mess a long time after the cure, after the mess started to disintegrate, that's like mutilating the mess. Machine came, if you disinter the mess, let's say an hour after the stings are here, before the mess even had a chance to start disintegrating, so then it's not a real need. It's only a bit of a squirrel, because there is a mitzvah, because of Sikereno, there is a mitzvah of only solemnness in the Lossier. If somebody just lets a mess remain unburied overnight, so he's either alive, he's a nursing, not only by all the business, but always there is an essay of a Severino and there's almost no glossy allays. So Mele, suppose you already made a stimulus idea, but just an hour before, and the mess didn't start disintegrating, then you disinter the mess. Come on. But if they wrote not the plate, that's it. So if the mess already started to disintegrate, then the opening up of the grave itself is considered like mutilated. He says many chidushim of the Jew. So then it's a real Isar of Nivu. So there is an Isar of Nivu b'kum v'aseh. And that is only muta b'mokum k'vach nefesh, not l'tzeru. Mashein came if you disinter the mess before the mess started to disintegrate. So then you're not even going to be so. Anything that is mentioned in this year should be mentioned we are started to disintegrate. So then you're not either going to miss some evil to come to say. But you are without the essay of other cigarettes. In other words, the mess is kabul, and then you undo the core of the mess. So you are without the essay, so the avera is the sheval taisis. So Mele says, this is the pshatan taisis. Avon Yoshin, so he says, אבל יורשים רשום לנבלי בשביל הירושה תלמידי יעבה בעת שהוא קריבום So in other words, why? Because the mitzvah of Kure is incumbent upon all this law, but there is a good dinner upon the craving. The craving everything in it. And the children are even afraid to spend money, you know. If, let's say if somebody dies and the burial involves, let's say, a lot of expenses, so whose burden is it to pay for the expenses of the children? The children. The children don't have any money, or suppose he has no children. So, or you can't prevail upon them. So then, the call is mechuyev to mitapes. But, in the first instance, who has the burden of paying for the expenses of the kore? So the kohen. So memele, since there is no yisrael of nivu, since the disinterment takes place before the mess started to disintegrate, so there is no yisrael of nivu b'kumasim. It's only an avirah of pikul mitzvah kore, undoing the kore. So memele. So there's a difference between the craving and the lipos. The craving and the lipos. Now, the Agoy Soshre and the Rosh and this one. Meise bin Nebrak, der Echo Shemocha bin Yitzhiovi, und Meis, Juro und bin Mishpocha, die Scholle ist Rabatschi, der Maul und Beitke, wo noch ein Niat Rashun und Abre, ich weiß, ich bin mal so in die Stand nach Hamisi, geht mir der Bierchen in Mishpocha und im Urzotin, im Chosin und Kuchel, wo er ist in Jova, und wo er eben schon geht, und wen Reihe, die Kima Stach, Rab, im Kuchel, so im Urzotin, und im Zin Jodem, wo er Reihe. Meise Bolif, mir Rabnetam, der Ruben, schon er Chayer, die Schiene in Mono, ומייס רובן וציבו שימן שלו לקברי השייפו לימונו שהוא חייבי ואיש את רבי שמחה יוכר מן הדין לעקף אסקורוסי השייפו לי וציבו רמתה מסבורו ואם שימן הוא יקרבי של רובן בני משפוך המייכם ביותר שלו לעקף אסקורוסי שלו לנעבי So, in other words, what was the mice before Rabbi Tam, before Rabbi Simcha, and they both agreed the same psak, Ruvain borrowed from Shimon 100 zuz, and then Ruvain died. So Shimon was the Malve, and Shimon wanted to collect the 100 zuz, but there wasn't enough in the Nechosi of Ruvain to collect from the dead and pay for the burial expenses. So it wasn't enough, so it's one or the other. So Shimon said, no, I have to collect 100 zuz. So he was me'akid the kruah. He was me'akid the kruah. Actually, for our money, she'll hire it. So Rabbi Simcha and Rabbi Netam Paskin, that Shimon has the right to be me'akid the kruah. Because Shimon says, what do you mean? You can't postpone the kruah for a day or two because it will be a little mess, so I should lose my money because it will involve an indignity of a mess. I'm not supposed to lose money because of that. But, he says, suppose Shimon is correct, so then he cannot be married. So Meshach Einstein mentions a riot, like he says, from this, how do you